wacky, though. Wow, we're all crazy.
Weekday mornings at 9 on 102.3 FM.
The men being crazy is a given.
A lot of the times, women are crazy because of the way the men are acting.
Men are crazy because of the way the women are acting a lot of times, too.
The talk tradition continues at 102.3 FM.
We all crazy.
Talk Radio 102.3.
All of the bums.
Hey, that's got to be his theme song, Bums on the Radio. Cowboy Joe, it's great to see you, man. I just love it when you're here, man. Cowboy Joe, good to have you. And we love it when this guy's here. Not only does he bring the best pins of anybody, promotional pins, Eric Buchanan, just a great guy. Good to see you, man. I love to live my life through you. Hey, listen, Joe, guess what? Guess who's being inducted into the Red Bank Hall of Fame, September 11th of 2015.
Well, I didn't go to Red Bank, so I know it's not me.
It's Eric Buchanan.
Wow.
It was very interesting.
Congratulations, Eric.
He was going back and looking at his forms that he has to fill out. He was just talking about the teachers that really played an important part of his life. And you just don't realize until you stop and think that these teachers really did a hell of a good job.
Yeah, I had a couple that I still remember.
That's nice. That's really nice.
And I'm really getting old. It was 30 years ago, but the chance to think back about that, Coach Cotter and Coach Cook, I especially thought of track coach and the cross country.
So that's David Cook's dad who writes for the paper? Must be.
Is it? Maybe it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess maybe it is. Scott Cook.
Scott Cook. Yeah, yeah. That's David's dad.
Yeah, he was my cross country coach for 3 years. The only sport I lettered in high school.
Did you really?
Track I never lettered. I just was the other guy that ran the relays.
That was horrible about the 4x100 relays that we lost our medals from 2012. The Americans were stripped for doping.
Yeah. And I take that back. I lettered in soccer, too, because I was a senior the first year that Red Bank had a soccer team. So
you had to be a fullback, weren't you?
But I was a lot skinnier back then. But that was actually something I'm kind of proud of, is I helped Red Bank get the soccer team started. We had a club,
really?
And they didn't have it as a varsity sport, and we kept pushing for it and pushing for it. And then my senior year, we made it happen.
I'm going to be there September 11th.
Yeah, thanks, Jed. You'll need to do
this. I will be there.
I appreciate it.
Hey, it's great to see you. Eric Buchanan, you're doing well, and I'm just glad you're extremely busy. And all right, 267-1023, folks. Eric Buchanan, who I consider the best in this town when it comes to disability benefits and disability insurance. 267-1023, we've already got a call on the line, and it's Libby. Hey, Libby, it is so nice to have you start off the show. You're on with Eric Buchanan. Hey, Libby.
Hi, Jed. Thank you so much for taking my call. I have a good friend whose nephew actually has been on disability for probably 3 or 4 years now, and she really had no idea this was going on. I'm thinking this was going on before he got on to or started receiving disability benefits. But he apparently has had some drugs. Some substance abuse issues and has been using drugs, I think prescription drugs, and she is so worried and concerned right now that he may lose his benefits due to this. So I guess we have talked about it, and she's wondering if that is the case or if he actually may be able to get some help through disability. So could you talk a little bit about that?
Great. And what qualifies for disability benefits? Is drug addiction one?
Yeah, that's a great question. And the easiest place to start is, first of all, sorry that your friend is going through that you said it was a nephew. And I'm just, anybody who has those kind of problems, we have clients come in all the time that have other stuff wrong with them. Bipolar people, maybe especially, that end up self-medicating. Some people with bad back problems decide to take too many medications or take illegal medications. And the technical answer is that if somebody is disabled for reasons not related to drug and alcohol addiction, they should get their benefits from Social Security. The even more technical answer is that Social Security looks at the overall picture, including drug and alcohol addiction and other problems, and determines if the person's disabled, and then makes the next evaluation of whether they are still disabled if the person were to stop using the drugs and alcohol. And the test is the drug and alcohol addiction material to their disability? So somebody who, an easy example, somebody who's paralyzed in both legs, they're not going to stop their disability just because they're using drugs and alcohol, because even if the person stopped using drugs and alcohol, they're still going to be paralyzed in both legs. When somebody has bipolar disorder or they have a back problem that maybe is disabling, it becomes a much more complicated question, but they can keep getting their benefits if they would be disabled without the use or addiction to drugs and alcohol. Now, somebody who's already getting their disability benefits, Social Security could come along and decide to reevaluate the claim and decide that drugs and alcohol were a reason they were disabled and stop paying the benefits. But if they made the determination that the person's disabled due to something else, they'd have to show that person medically improved from the non-drug and alcohol condition, the other physical or mental impairment.
All right, come on, folks. We're asking Eric Buchanan questions about disability insurance. He'll even take questions about Social Security disability. But 267-1023, you've got the best here, one of the best in this city, in the country, when it comes to this issue. What kinds of things do qualify as disabilities, and why would somebody be denied money that they've put in from an insurance company? You're just saying you better have money set aside, God forbid, in case you have a disability. You better have at least 6 months, 7 months savings aside, because it may not kick in for that long.
Yeah, absolutely. So we help people a lot who have disability insurance at work, or they've purchased a private disability insurance policy. And we also help people that have paid FICA taxes and become disabled and they want to apply for Social Security disability. Depending on which one of those type of policies or systems you're talking about, different things count as disabilities. For example, with disability insurance policies, typically you have to be disabled for a certain amount of time, 3 months or more commonly 6 months before you can start getting your benefits. Under most policies that people have through work, they have to be disabled from their own occupation for the first 2 years, and then after that they have to prove they're disabled for any occupation. Just about any physical or mental impairment can count as a disability, but under most disability insurance policies that cover people at work, mental impairments are limited to 2 years, so you can't get benefits beyond 2 years if your disability is caused by a mental impairment. Now let's compare that to Social Security. Social Security has the test that you have to be disabled from any job from the very beginning, but they don't differentiate between physical and mental problems, so that if you're disabled due to a mental problem, you can get Social Security if you're found disabled, and they'll keep paying you all the way up till your retirement age.
All right, so in other words, bipolar will be covered for 2 years, then Social Security will kick in. Is that correct?
You jumped right into a messy pond there, because bipolar is one of those things that we can fight over whether that counts as a mental impairment.
Wow.
Or it's actually a chemical brain imbalance, so it counts as a physical impairment. And some policies explicitly say that bipolar is not a mental impairment, and other policies specifically try to say that it is. But some policies that just say generally a mental impairment is only paid for 2 years, but physical impairments are paid beyond 2 years. There's some case law out there that says if somebody has schizophrenia, that might be a mental impairment. Depression might be a mental impairment. But bipolar disorder might be due to a chemical imbalance, so that's not a mental impairment. Somebody who's had a head injury or has Alzheimer's, those are physical brain damage type cases, and usually they're not limited to 2 years. And that's the kind of stuff we have to fight over for our clients all the time.
You bring that up. Are you seeing early onset of Alzheimer's and dementia? Is that becoming more prevalent in your practice?
It has always been there as a significant part of the practice. A fair amount of our claims are business owners, executives, people who have jobs that require them to have intellectual functioning, and they don't look physically disabled. And maybe talking to them initially, you won't notice a difference, but they can't pile up the numbers and put the spreadsheets together, or do the reports, or do the other paperwork they've got to do, work on a computer, whatever it is that they have to do in their profession. They can't do that anymore because their brain has started to develop Alzheimer's.
Listen, if you are listening right now, it is so vital to have this man on your side. His name is Eric Buchanan. 267-1023, we are talking about disability benefits. What happens if you're denied? Come on, folks. It's going to happen. Here, Nancy, good evening.
Hi.
Yes, you're
Hi,
on
Nancy,
the air.
Hi, Nancy. How are you? Go ahead.
I wanted to ask Mr. Buchanan a question in reference to the time limit that it takes. I applied 2 years ago, and I was denied the first time. Then the second time, I appealed it. And I denied then, too. And now it's going in front of a judge. But I'm having to wait. She said it could be 12 to 16 months, which would be... hopefully July of this month, of this year, or August, September, because this is going to be 3 years by then. And I was wondering, why does it take so long for them to make a decision?
Great. Yeah, and they're just messing with people's lives, Eric,
and that's a great question. I get this question a lot, and unfortunately, if you're talking about Social Security disability, which you are, you're talking about a federal government agency, and a federal government agency doesn't really have anybody watching over them to tell them they have to move faster. Congress occasionally looks into it, but the reality is that it is not unusual for somebody's case to take 2 to 3, sometimes even 4 years to have a hearing in front of a Social Security judge. When I first started doing Social Security cases, about 1 million people a year applied for Social Security disability, and they go into the system, and they have to go through the first step, the second step, and then the third step going in front of a judge. Nowadays, it's over 2 million people a year that go into that system. And Social Security, even though it's a big government agency with over 1,200 judges, there's only so fast they can move with that many applications, that many claim files, and everybody's in waiting in line to get their disability benefits. One of the questions people ask is, well, is there something I can do to make my claim go faster? And there's a very limited set of exceptions. If you have a terminal illness, if you're about to lose the place where you live, either being evicted from your home or evicted from an apartment, and you can show that in writing, and now they've also got some special rules, this is new, that veterans claims, if you're a veteran and you're also filing for Social Security disability, they can move your claim along faster. But if you're not in one of those circumstances, then you're one of the literally hundreds of thousands, over 1 million people, close to 2 million people a year that are applying for Social Security, and the system just gets backed up.
Nancy, I know that's not great news for you, but it sounds like yours is at least coming up quickly, I would think.
Well, I've been waiting, and the thing of it is, you can't work. You're not supposed to be able to work, and when you have no funds, it's difficult.
This is horrible, yeah, Eric.
It is horrible. It's one of the reasons why I tell people there's not a lot you can do once the horses have left the barn, once you find yourself in this horrible position. But if you're a younger person out there, you should very seriously consider buying disability insurance, because disability insurance claims with private insurance companies, A, they pay the claims a little more often than Social Security does, and B, they have some federal rules or state rules that they have to make a decision a lot faster than Social Security does, and C, you can usually get more income protection, which means you can go out and buy a policy that would pay you more benefits than what Social Security is going to pay. Now, insurance is not the only answer, because we have to sometimes fight to help people get benefits when the insurance companies turn them down. In fact, that's probably most of what I'm doing these days in my office. But if you don't have that option and you don't have a bunch of money saved up, then you find yourself in the boat where you're waiting for Social Security to make a decision on your case.
So this woman is not allowed to work until her case is heard?
Yeah, because she's claiming to be disabled. If you're disabled, you can't work.
And see, I filed for PTSD. And I have, you know, all my doctor records, and they have all that. And I continue to go see my doctor. And I have my medication, and I'm having to go in front of a judge, which she said, do you mind if you go in front of a judge like a televised? And I did get a letter about 3 months for that. And I said, no, I don't mind.
Yeah, unfortunately, what I tell the clients in my office most of the time is I prefer that they go in front of a live judge. One of the things that Social Security has done to try to speed up the hearing process is they're offering these, basically it's a closed circuit TV hearing where you're talking to a judge in Chicago for the most part, sometimes a few other places, and those judges have some of the lowest pay rates in the country. One of the interesting things Social Security did about 5 years ago was they published the pay rates of the judges so you could compare judge to judge. And the judges at the Federal Hearing Center, the National Hearing Office, where they do the video hearings, are lower than most other judges locally.
Wow, so they're just sitting at a console and just answering people all day long.
Yeah, they work in Chicago. They're like the judges in other cities, except they're hearing cases from all over the country, and they're doing it through a video conference program.
Hey, Nancy, you bring up a wonderful point, and can I give you Eric's phone number? Are you okay?
I have it.
Nancy, I really wish you well. And
And Nancy, if you have an attorney already helping you, I don't normally take over a case. So if you've already got an attorney, you're happy with that attorney. I'm going to tell you that the weight that you've been going through is not unusual. There's not much we could do differently about that.
Right.
Now, for people out there who don't...
Augusta, Georgia is where I'm from, but okay. I moved to Chattanooga to help my parents. They're elderly, and so they've told me just to continue doing everything I do, including your office. And so I'm doing everything that I'm normally doing with them, because I've done all my paperwork, which is quite a bit.
Sure.
And, so I'm just waiting.
Yeah, and that's what I'm going to tell anybody out there. If you're represented by an attorney already, I don't go out and ask other people to come hire me if they're already represented by an attorney. But if you don't have an attorney, or you're represented by somebody who's not an attorney, there are some firms out there that do that kind of work, you might want to consult with an attorney. Find out what your rights are.
Well, that's what your office told me, yeah. And y'all were very honest with me. Just remain with the people that you already have, because it's the same answer. It's just going to take a long time.
Nancy, and the best thing about the Eric Buchanan firm is, I mean, you don't find as many certified trial attorneys also in one practice.
Yeah, in my office, there are two of us who are board certified Social Security specialists. There are a couple. There are, I think, eight in Tennessee who have that certification.
And two of them are right here.
And two of them are in my office. So, but again, if you already have an attorney, stick with your attorney unless, you know, your attorney passes away or you move away or something.
Nancy, I wish you all the best. You're a nice person. Thank you. Hey, Johnny, welcome to the show. You're on with Eric Buchanan. It's an honor to have you on tonight.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, buddy. What's going on?
Well, I'm dealing with the VA right now and trying to get the voc rehab and all that. And I don't necessarily feel like I need to file Social Security, but I can't really work in anything that I'm trained in. And at all. And it's been a nightmare fighting the VA to try to get my percentage to the point where I need it to get the voc rehab because of one bad paperwork incident. And it's so hard to change anything with the VA once the paperwork's been sent in.
It's like that with a lot of federal agencies. And let me suggest this. If you're unable to work right now and you're not working, there's no reason not to also file for Social Security disability if you're a veteran and you're trying to get veterans benefits. If you are found to be disabled by Social Security and you're found to be disabled by the Veterans Administration for get a service-connected rating for a service-connected disability, you can get both benefits. The VA also offers non-service-connected disability benefits for people who are veterans who are also poor, but those benefits are offset by Social Security. But service-connected disability benefits are not. And so I recommend that veterans apply for both if they're eligible for both. If you worked enough to pay into Social Security and you're a veteran, apply for both. And if you want to contact my office off the air, we help people with Social Security cases, and we also have some very good friends around the country who are excellent attorneys at VA benefits, and we can send you in the right direction.
That would be great, because I was diagnosed with a neurological, horrible, sympathetic, RSDS is what they called it when I was in. I don't know what it is right now called. It changed once to CRPS 1 and 2. And
depending on what's causing that, the VA has some diagnoses that they process the claims a lot faster and make more automatic findings. For example, if somebody has ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease, that's a presumptive disability under the VA rules. Other disabilities are just harder to win. And I'll tell you, I've got friends who do VA cases. I've talked to them a lot, and those cases can take 5 to 10 years. The lady we were talking to earlier about Social Security cases take a long time. VA cases are much, much worse. So,
hey, Johnny, thank you for your service too, and Eric's there with you as well, sir.
Hey, one quick thing, Jed. My son saw you at Steve Ray's, and I was like, he loves Tradio. He loves Tradio.
That's great. Hey, Johnny, why don't you?
He saw you. I was like, did you say hi? He's like, no, I was too scared. I was like, Jed, run through that.
Johnny, bring your son to the station one day, and he can come sit with us in Tradio. I'd be honored to have you, buddy.
And for those of you listening out there, Jed is the nicest guy in the world. If you see him in public, he's such a sweetheart.
He walks in the morning on 3, too. He thinks you're the funniest.
Johnny, you got to bring him by, okay, buddy?
All right, man. Hey, thanks, buddy.
Stay well, man, and thanks for your service to the country. We're going to get one more call, then we're going to take a break. Gary, good to have you on the show, and you are on, sir, with Eric Buchanan. I'm so glad you called, Gary.
Hey, thank you, Jeb. I've called you quite a few times. Never met you. I'd like to.
Thank you. You as well.
But anyways, Eric, please go home and hug your wife. I believe her name's Jenny. Is this correct?
No, my wife's name is Meg.
Oh, I'm sorry. Anyways, your office hooked me up, and it was the female.
Okay.
I thought it was your wife. I'm sorry.
No, it may not have been, but my brother also has a disability firm, and his wife sometimes works in that firm, but her name's not Jenny either.
Hey, Gary.
I'm sorry, buddy. I'm drawing a blank.
No, Eric's office is across the street from Memorial Auditorium.
On Macaulay Avenue.
On Macaulay.
I got you guys. Anyhow, Buchanan's who hooked me up. And I suggest to anybody out there that needs help, please go to these people.
I agree.
Well,
they did me wonderful. I have four kinds of cancer, COPD. I mean, I'm trashed. I don't even know. I'm still alive. But you guys helped me wonderful, and I couldn't be happier.
I'm glad you are alive, Gary. And, yeah. And Eric's number is 634-2506, 634-2506. It's Eric Buchanan. And once again, his specialty is long-term disability insurance. And we're back right after this. Gary, hang in there, man. You're going to do fine.
There is only one live and local in Chattanooga. This is the place. Local hosts react in real time. Folks you know every weekday from early morning until early evening. 102.3 FM, The Doc Monster.
Hey, it's Kevin West, and I would be willing to bet right now there are people listening who have long-term disability claims that are pending. It's a way safer bet than anything Dr. B would recommend. You can make the calls, send the emails, write the letters, and still your case goes nowhere, and you don't know where to turn. Don't worry, I do. Eric Buchanan.
That's right, Kevin. You'd be surprised how often really smart people, doctors, business owners, and even lawyers have to file a claim for long-term disability benefits and get frustrated by the runaround they get from their insurance company. And because people often don't know the rules, they make the situation worse. I'm Eric Buchanan, and my team knows the rules. We help people from all over the country get the long-term disability benefits they deserve. Our office is right here on Macaulay Avenue in Chattanooga.
Eric and his team can help you with your long-term disability claim. Check them out at BuchananDisability.com or call Eric at 634-2506.
Sometimes things are as good as advertised. May 23rd is auction day for one of Tennessee's most unique property opportunities ever. Almost 1,000 acres of beautiful land. This assemblage was never intended to sell. Miles of Chickamauga Lakefront property means this property may be perfect for your private reserve, for your second home, or for a developer. Sold as one or in tracts.
This is Henry Glasscock. Due to health concerns, the seller is motivated. My cell is 423-991-7221 or visit riverauction.com.
Tennessee auction licensing number TNAL 3945. 10% buyer's premium.
America is for the makers, the dreamers and the doers, the builders and the big thinkers, for those who believe quality is a promise and know the best materials make the best products. It's for the job creators and economy strengtheners. America is for the makers, those who know if your aim is true and your pursuit relentless, chances are what you make will be excellent. At New Balance, one of every four shoes we sell in the USA is made or assembled right here, in our American factories, by our American makers. No other major athletic shoe company can say that. New Balance. Let's make excellent happen. Where the domestic value is at least 70%, we label our shoes made in USA.
New Balance of Chattanooga, Gun Barrel Road.
Protect your future and grow your nest egg. Listen to Retirement Solutions and learn how a little planning could make a big difference. Retire the way you want to, the way you deserve. Listen to Retirement Solutions, Saturdays at noon on WGOW-FM 102.3, The Talk Monster.
Grab your smartphone and you're out the door. Now your favorite station is ready to play no matter where you go. Just download the free iHeartRadio app and listen anytime, anywhere. There's one for iPhone, iPad, Android, Windows Phone, and more. Listen in to home when you travel. Wake up with your morning show. It's all there and always free. Discover why iHeartRadio has over 50 million registered users. Get started at iHeartRadio.com. iHeartRadio.
It's more information than you want to know.
And also severely damage your brain tissue, central nervous system, and basic motor skills.
Jeff Stiles, Jim Reynolds, and Kevin West, WGOW Radio.
Oh, yes. Very interesting music selection. All right, who's this?
This is Jen Wigmore. She's from New Zealand.
She is unbelievably looking.
Yeah, she's a good-looking lady, but she's singing. This music is just fantastic. I love it.
Can you ever get her here to Riverbend? Which is just, no, she would never come?
I don't know why she wouldn't come when she's touring the United States. She has done that before. She played in Nashville. I didn't get a chance to see her or anything, but she tours.
Usually you find these women, like, doing beer commercials, and they're just, they're unbelievable looking.
Actually, she is in the beer commercial, the Heineken beer commercial, when the guy that kind of looks like James Bond is getting on the train and the Russians start chasing him through the train instead. Yeah. And at the very end, when they get the club car where the party's going on, that's her. That's Jen Wigmore in the club car. Yeah. Man. Yeah.
All right. So what else are you into? You're still faux filet, still into the Cajun music as well.
Well, faux filet, not because it's not Cajun music, but it's a bunch of kids who grow up speaking Cajun French and English, and they play this mixture of rock music and Cajun music.
Are they actually Canadian? No,
they're Cajun.
Oh, they're Cajun?
They're from Lafayette, Louisiana.
But why did I think that one of the lead singers went to...
The lead singer that's in that song that's our bumper music, Bums on the Radio, it's the one song she does in English. Everything else is in Cajun French. She left the band, and she's now with the Canadian equivalent of Cirque du Soleil, right. And she's singing in Italian now.
Wow. All right, man. Yeah. I learned so much, not only when it comes to legal matters, but also music.
Anna Laura Edmiston is her name.
Check her out. Yeah. 267-1023, the number to call. Eric Buchanan. Love it when he's here. Everybody does. The whole station enjoys it when he's here. From Eric Buchanan and Associates, they're located on Macaulay Avenue. Hey, Bill, it is so nice to have you on the show. We'd love for folks to ask questions about disability insurance. What's going on, Bill?
I have, first of all, good evening, and I always enjoy the show when you have Mr. Buchanan on.
Have you ever met him in person, Bill?
Well, a long time ago. His father did the chicken dance at my wedding.
Oh, really?
Hey, Bill, you brought that up, and today is the National Chicken Dance Song. We had that on TV today. That is so weird. You just said that.
Put it on the computer and play it the rest of the evening.
All right, Bill, you're on the air, buddy. Go. You're on with Eric.
I have a relative who has been diagnosed with early onset dementia, probably Alzheimer's. His dad died of it, complications of it. He is still working. He has quit driving. It's getting progressively worse. They're going to let him work as long as he can, and that's great. Can someone in their 50s with early onset dementia get disability?
Great question.
Yeah, that's a great question. And the first part of the test that Social Security asks is the person still working? So it's a five-part test. Are they still working? Do they have number two, do they have something seriously wrong with them? Number three, whatever is wrong with them, does it meet a listing? Does it automatically qualify for a disability because it meets certain diagnostic tests? If it doesn't, then question number four, can they do their old job? And question number five, is there any job they can do in the national economy? So the first question, are they still working? Basically, the cutoff is a little over $1,000 a month, like $1,010, $1,020 a month this year. If they're earning more than that, then the answer is absolutely no. If they're capable of earning more than that, then that's going to come out during the rest of the test, and they're not going to be able to get their disability. If they've stopped working or the most that they can earn is less than $1,000 a month, then technically they can file and have a claim go through to the next step where they look to see if they have something severe wrong with them. Alzheimer's and that kind of brain damage actually is one of the things that can meet a listing. Part of the test that I can remember off the top of my head is if they have an IQ drop of at least 15 points and they meet other criteria, for example, under the listing. If they don't exactly meet that, then they have to prove that they can't do their old job or any other job in the economy. But there's certain things that affect those rules to make it easier for somebody who's over 50 and over 55 to win at the question of whether they can do any other job. It gets a little complicated. It gets very confusing. There's something called the grid rules that apply at that point. And if somebody has stopped working and calls my office, that's part of what we walk them through and part of what we help explain to Social Security about their case.
Okay. So, but that is a... That's not a do-it-yourself job. That's let us walk you through this.
Yeah, I generally tell people that anybody who thinks that they can do it themselves with Social Security is asking for trouble. I don't necessarily mind if somebody files their initial application on their own and maybe wait for the first decision, although we help people do that if they want us to. But if you've applied and been denied, I highly recommend that you hire an attorney. The Social Security system just has so many pitfalls. I'll give you one quick example. The letter that people get the decision from Social Security that says what your rights are when you've been denied is you can file a new application. That it says it right there on the letter. Well, if they file a new application, they go back to step one and start all over again, and they keep repeating step one when they keep filing a new application. Mm. You have to flip to the third page on there to see, or you can file an appeal. and file an appeal is what actually eventually gets you to the second step and then the third step. And the third step in front of the judge is actually your best chance to win. That's the kind of simple mistake that I see people make all the time. The much more complicated issues about what actually qualifies as a disability, what do you need to get your doctors to say, how do the Social Security rules apply, all gets extremely messy. And that's why I've been doing this for 20 years and have to help people all the time.
Yeah. Well, obviously, when he can't work any longer, there'll be no income coming in, so we can't afford to play around for months or...
Hey, Bill, write this number down, 634-2506.
Got it.
And our office is on Macaulay Avenue, 414 Macaulay Avenue, across the street from First Centenary Methodist, which is right near Memorial Auditorium.
And it's a great building, Bill. Give them a call first thing in the morning. And, Bill, I'm sorry to hear your story, sir.
All right, thanks.
Hey, Eric, great to have you on the show. Another Eric. You're on with Eric. And welcome to the show, Eric.
Hey, no problem. I actually have two questions. The first question is this. Someone who is the sole proprietor of a business, can they still own the business and draw disability?
Wow, great question.
Second question, you mentioned dealing with schizophrenia being either neurological or chemical. What about situations such as fibromyalgia? And I'll take my answers off there.
Man, great question.
Yeah, those are two great questions. And first of all, let's talk about the question of somebody who owns their own business. Social Security has some very complicated regulations that deal with whether somebody's actually able to earn $1,000 a month if they own their own business. So, for example, if they can only work a few hours and their business is bringing in a lot of money, but their expenses are high enough that what they're taking home is less than $1,000 a month, that can still qualify as somebody who's able to get disability because they're not earning more than $1,000 a month. On the other hand, somebody who owns their own business and is putting in a lot of hours and is just not making money, then Social Security is allowed to ask the question, if they were doing that job for somebody else, would they be doing enough work that they would be getting paid more than $1,000 a month? So it's very complex when somebody owns their own business. Another part of that analysis can be if somebody stops working in their own business and turns it over to their wife or allows somebody else to run the business, but they still own it, if they can truly show that it's passive income now, it's now become something that they're only invested in, that they're not actually doing any work on the business, then passive income does not count. If Jed goes out and buys some stock in a company and it pays him $100 a month and he claims disability, that $100 a month doesn't count against him as a passive investment. So the money that you get for your bank accounts, that kind of stuff, doesn't count against you. So if you don't actually work in the business and owning a business, if it's all passive, actually doesn't count. So, but there's some pretty complex rules about business owners to get to the point where you figure out what math to apply. The second part of your question is you asked about, I gave the example earlier of schizophrenia, and actually schizophrenia is one of those things that if you get really technical under disability insurance policies, I might be able to argue is also caused by a chemical imbalance. But a lot of disability insurance policies from private companies say that that's a mental impairment and limit it to 2 years. For Social Security, you don't have to worry about that. It's not limited to 2 years. Mental impairments are covered. Fibromyalgia is actually a disability that is recognized by the Social Security Administration. They have some rulings and some other internal documents that set forth some of the rules for things like chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia, which are much harder to diagnose. They don't have any clear diagnostic tests, but based on clinical exams, for example, when the doctor actually touches certain parts of their body, they get a certain reaction, that can be used to diagnose fibromyalgia in addition to a few other tests that a doctor can do in the doctor's office. That's enough to show that somebody has the diagnosis, and then it's a matter of getting a doctor to say what their limitations are, what they can and can't do, how much can they still lift, how often do they have to lie down. Those are all the things that come into play. But yes, Social Security recognizes fibromyalgia. Similarly, they recognize chronic fatigue syndrome and some of those other illnesses.
Man, great answer. 267-1023. Come on, folks. We're talking to Eric Buchanan. You've got 20 minutes, less than 20 minutes, to ask questions about long-term disability benefits. 267-1023, you've got the best here. Come on. Don't make me ask the questions, please. 267-1023. Veterans out there, people are hurting. Call now. We're back right after this.
Listen, talk, listen, converse, repeat. The process on talk radio. 102.3 FM, The Talk Monster.
Kevin West here. Do you have a disability insurance policy? Good for you if you do, but I can tell you because I've seen it time and time again that when you have a claim, all does not necessarily go smoothly, not even for doctors or business owners. You can be very good at what you do and still be completely baffled by the insurance company. That's why I want to introduce you to Eric Buchanan. That's what he and his team do, deal with disability insurance companies.
Kevin, you'd be amazed at the number of calls I get after very smart people have spent time and money dealing with insurance companies themselves and are denied the disability benefits they deserve because they don't know the rules. But I do. We help people get long-term disability benefits they deserve. Before it's too late, call me. My team has clients all over the country, but I'm right here on Macaulay Avenue in Chattanooga. I'm Eric Buchanan, and I can help.
Call Eric Buchanan and Associates and let them make life easier. 634-2506. Or find them on the web at BuchananDisability.com.
GT Distributors is the kind of place that, well, if you like this kind of stuff, this is the kind of stuff you like. You open the door and you see an entire wall of high-end, biggest, and best-named brands of firearms in the world. They're taking pre-orders right now on the hottest sidearm in the land, the Glock 43. Name the name. Taurus, EO Tech, Sig Sauer, Ruger. At prices lower than most outdoor specialty stores, lost leader sale prices. On Facebook, Twitter, and at GTDisc.com. The store, worth a visit, is on McFarland, right there on the state line in Rossville.
Sometimes life can be hard. This is Kevin West, trying to figure out what to do about your Social Security disability or long-term disability claim can be hard without the right help. But I'm standing here with the right help. Attorney Eric Buchanan.
Thanks, Kevin. You're right. Life can be hard. There are rules that make it hard for you to get your Social Security or long-term disability insurance benefits. And in many cases, the insurance companies work against you because they want to save money by not paying your claim. You have enough to worry about. That's where we come in. My team understands the rules and knows how to fight to get the benefits you deserve. We have clients all over the country, but are located here on Macaulay Avenue in Chattanooga. Our disability team is ready to be your team.
So if you need help with your Social Security disability or long-term disability insurance claim, call Eric and his disability team at 634-2506 or click on BuchananDisability.com.
Hi, it's Scott McMahon or Quake from Sport Talk. Did you know that one out of every three men over 40 may have low testosterone? Low T levels make you feel tired and grumpy. It can raise your cholesterol and cause weight gain. If you're a man over 40, call Low T Center to have your levels checked. Services are covered by most health insurance companies, and it just takes minutes to receive results. So if you're tired of being tired, call 423-388-4274. That's 423-388-4274. Or go to lowtcenter.com.
This is Charles Osgood. What's the most important thing to consider when looking for the right insurance? Customer satisfaction. Auto Owners Insurance uses only local, independent agents to handle all your questions and needs. We serve policyholders, not shareholders. Our award-winning service is why Auto Owners is known as the No Problem People. Auto Owners, a policy of satisfaction.
In Rainsville, call the Goggins Insurance Agency, Rainsville, at 256-997-0029.
My name is...
Hey, this is not a test.
This is...
102.3, The Talk Monster.
Hey, by the way, every show, our guests receive some terrific bread and desserts, courtesy of the Bread Basket. Signal Mountain, East Brainerd, and now Hickson. Also, check out JedMescon.com for a schedule of shows and to listen to tonight's podcast.
I don't really want to wake you. I just came to get my things, but the pretty little thing lying there beside you better take off my wedding ring.
Man, I'm just looking at her on the internet.
Yeah, she's got a, I like her voice, and she puts on a great show.
Jen Wigmore, folks. Jen Wigmore, that's her name. And Eric Buchanan in the studio with me. Cowboy Joe is here as well. Hey, Wendy, thanks so much for holding on. We're talking about disability concerns, long-term disability issues. Wendy, hope you're doing well. Hello.
I'm doing well. I had a question on Social Security, disability, insurance, whatever it is.
Sure.
I'm in my early 40s. I have caudate equina syndrome, if you know anything about it. And I've not been able to work for quite some time. And through the state of Tennessee, the medical evaluation unit have declared me incapacitated. Does that reflect at all on what Social Security will be looking at, or is it something that will help Social Security if I apply for disability?
Yeah, Wendy, I'm sorry you're going through that. And let me, it's really tough, and I have had clients with that problem before. The short answer to what you're asking is if some other state agency has found you're disabled or some other state agency says you've had significant impairments, it doesn't mean that Social Security automatically has to go along with that. According to Social Security's rules, they have to take that into account and address it in their decision, or at least when you get to the level of the judge, he has to address it in his decision. So for anybody out there listening that, for example, has a rating with the VA and they're found 100% disabled by the VA, it doesn't mean they automatically win their Social Security case, but it does mean the Social Security Administration has to give a reason why that they're not finding similarly when they find a person disabled. So if you have something from a state agency, make sure you get that in writing and turn that into Social Security as part of the evidence once you've applied.
So Wendy, I mean, this is a perfect example. So should she have always had a disability insurance? Would this have helped her tremendously?
Yeah, that would have helped a whole lot. If before you got sick, before you got diagnosed, you had gone out and purchased private disability insurance from an insurance company, then that would have been something that hopefully would have started paying you benefits right away and maybe more than Social Security. You said you've been found disabled by the state and you're not working. You also, it sounded like you said you haven't applied for Social Security disability yet. I would strongly encourage you to do that. I know people are out there listening, so let me cover the three ways that you can apply for Social Security disability. They have a 1-800 number, 1-800-772-1213, and if you call that number, then you can apply one of two ways. They will either arrange for an appointment for you to go to the local district office, or they will arrange for a time where you can wait at home and they will call you back and do the interview over the phone. If you want them to do the interview over the phone, though, you have to tell them you insist on doing it that way. Otherwise, they'll try to have you come in and do it in person. The third way to apply is to go to SSA, which stands for Social Security Administration, SSA.gov, and you can apply for disability online. One of the reasons why, if you haven't worked in a while, you need to get the application started is you can only get benefits back a year prior to the month you filed your application. Even if you've been disabled 2 or 3 or 4 years, you can only get 1 year back pay, so you need to get the application filed. Once you file the application, then you find out things like, well, how long do you have to be found disabled? And you actually have 5 years from the last time you worked regularly. So if you worked steady for at least 5 years, you've got 5 years to be found disabled. If you didn't work steady, they look in terms of the quarters that you've worked. There's 4 quarters in a year. You have to work 20 of the last 40 quarters enough to pay into the Social Security system. And the sooner you apply, the sooner you find out all those things about whether you're insured and how much you can get in benefits and all that kind of stuff.
So right now she's only able to get 1 year worth of back pay?
If she has not applied for Social Security, the most you can get is 1 year of back pay.
Wendy, does this help at all? Can we do anything for you?
Yes, it is helpful. What kind of upfront costs if I come in and say, will you take my case? What kind of costs are we looking at?
Upfront costs, none. The cost of hiring a Social Security attorney is pretty highly regulated by the government. We normally don't charge, me and Social Security attorneys, not just my firm, don't charge more than 25% of somebody's past due benefits. And in most cases, that's capped at $6,000. So we don't get paid until you get your back pay from Social Security. Now, what we do is if we have to pay, say, $20 for a copy of your doctor's records or pay your doctor $150 to fill out a form, we pay for that, and then you get billed by us, and you pay us back when you can. So whether you win or lose, there's a little bit of expense, but it's not an upfront cost, and we understand that most of our clients aren't working. So we have clients who pay us a little bit. We have clients who pay off those expenses right away. It's generally, in the big scheme of things, not a whole lot of money. But for people who are not working, we understand that, you know, a couple $100 of expenses can be expensive. You don't have to pay that right away. We're helping people get their disability because they're not working, and then they pay us back when they can.
Hey, Wendy, can I give you their number?
I've got it.
Okay. Wendy, I'm so sorry you're going through all this.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate the information.
Wendy, great call. 267-1023. I've got less than 5 minutes for you to call in. 267-1023. Come on, folks. We can get a couple more in. Eric Buchanan, disability questions, and yes.
Let me also tell people, if anybody out there listening has any questions about disability or disability insurance, one place to go to look is my website. It's www.buchanandisability.com. And there's a whole section in there that talks about disability insurance.
And Eric's answers is great.
And there's another section that talks about Social Security disability. We have a regular newsletter that we send out to other attorneys. Those are all on our website. We have articles from when I presented classes to other attorneys. I regularly speak at conferences to attorneys about both disability insurance and Social Security disability. And whenever I do one of those presentations, we put the paper on my website so that if you want to read in detail the kind of stuff attorneys learn about this stuff, it's there. But then there's other papers and articles that are written more for the average person to be able to read. It's all there on our website, and that you can also contact us through the website or find our phone number if you don't have it, 423-634-2506.
I've got less than 3 minutes. You ready? When someone applies for disability, what role does their doctor play in the process, real quickly?
For Social Security disability, they have something called a treating physician rule. So a treating physician is authorized by the federal government to offer an opinion about somebody, and that opinion is crucial in a Social Security disability case. It is very hard to win a Social Security case unless their doctor is willing to say, not just this person's disabled, but what it is they can and can't do. How long can they stand? How long can they sit? How much weight can they lift? Do they need to lie down during the day? Those kind of restrictions.
And for the disability issues, the same way?
For disability insurance, you want to gather the same information, but under disability insurance policies, the way that the law works, the treating physician's opinion is important, but there's no treating physician rule, and so we have to gather even more information to prove that the doctors that are hired by the insurance company are wrong when your doctor says that you can't work.
Eric, you're going to hear the word ERISA a lot. Would you explain that?
Yeah, ERISA is the federal law that covers employee benefits. It's the Employee Retirement Income Security Act of 1974. Why that's important, if you have your disability policy through work, and by the way, if you also have health insurance at work or life insurance at work, then when you have a dispute with your insurance company, it's not a case that you're fighting in court over a contract. It's a case you're fighting in court over employee benefits because you got your disability insurance, life insurance, health insurance through work. Then the federal ERISA law applies and sets out all the rules of how that case is decided. There are very few attorneys in the country that argue ERISA cases for the person who's disabled or is otherwise denied those benefits, and that's a big part of my practice. So when I talk about disability insurance all night, one of the really technical things that people don't know till they get into it is that a lot of times that's an employee benefit, and it's the ERISA law that we're fighting under.
Can I bring up COBRA at this with 1 minute left?
Sure, we can talk about COBRA. COBRA is the federal law that says that for certain size companies, the employer has to offer insurance, and the person is allowed to keep the insurance once they have a qualifying event. Qualifying events can be things like being losing their job, becoming a widow, and the person who was insured loses their job. There's other qualifying events, and it allows you to keep your insurance for 18 months, but sometimes you can keep it even longer, up to 29 months. If you're found disabled by Social Security, for example, you can keep it up to 29 months.
Listen, BuchananDisability.com. You can listen to all these answers right there. His name is Eric Buchanan, 634-2506. Not only a first-class attorney, one of the best in this city, but a hell of a nice guy. Have a great weekend, everyone.